Morning, everyone. Continuing with the Blei Vechot program. Today's halacha will be mitzvahs kiddush Shabbos b'dvarim, the chiyuv, the necessity to be mekadesh, to sanctify the Shabbos through speech. Uzecha nishbas Yochai ben Tuvia Lifshitz. Yochai Lifshitz is an 18-year-old who lived in Yerushalayim. He's a 12th grader who is described as incredibly perseverant, diligent, and organized, and who never wasted a moment of his day.
The mitzvah of Kiddush Shabbos Devorim is b'chayavos, according to what the Rambam explains. When it writes, a person has to say something about the praise of Shabbos at the beginning of Shabbos and the end of Shabbos. And the source, that's the source of Kiddush at the beginning, and Havdol at the end. We set off Shabbos for the rest of the week by saying something special about Shabbos, how special Shabbos is to us. Besides that, Midrabbanan, Pasa Midaraisa, at least Midrabbanan, we have to mention also in that process, we have to mention the scarcity, some mention of the fact that Shabbos is definitely Tzitz Mitzrayim. So the two parts of the Kiddush is to say something special about Shabbos, and to say that Shabbos is a reminder of the scarcity of the Mitzrayim. Rikveger has an interesting point. Rikveger says that Midaraisa, a person with Mekayim Shabbos, by saying the word Good Shabbos. Say, as opposed to saying the whole week you say good morning, good night, good night, etc. Shabbos is different. You don't call it good morning, good night. Shabbos is called Shabbos. You know, Chassidim say that the whole Shabbos is one's man. It's not his man of night and day. That's why it's called good Shabbos. But it's the same thing when you say at the end of the Shabbos, a good walk. That's different than what you say the rest of the week. So that's a way to be Mekayim Abdullah. It's an interesting point according to that. You can't do Malacha until you go and say Abdullah. So you're in there to tell, you get a taxi driver. You're not sure if he said Abdullah yet. So if you say Shavua Tov to him, he says Shavua Tov back to you, at least Mikir Adim Mirayish is Mekayim, is in of Abdullah, so that you, and you'd be fulfilled that you're allowed to have him do Malacha for you. The Rashi in Chumash says that the mitzvah of Zohar Yom HaShabbos Mekadesh really starts on Sunday. The whole week a person should remember Shabbos special, and each time you see something special for Shabbos, you should send it away for Shabbos. Zachar Shem Shabbos Mekadesh, besides mentioning Shabbos with the Devorim, the whole week a person should have Shabbos on his mind. We count the Shabbos, Hayom Yom Rishon v'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni v'Shabbos. So we talk about that it's a day calling, and at that time we could define our week based on Shabbos. But also, if a person finds something special which they like to eat, they should put it away for Shabbos. One last point. There's a Sefer Margarita Tava that the Chabad Chaim quotes, is that during the week when a person did a malacha, this person was makor, when he did a malacha during the week, he would point out that you can't do this on Shabbos. Therefore, as a reminder, when it comes to Shabbos, he would keep Shabbos properly. So he was in the time, being Zerka Shabbos constantly, whatever he did, he said, you know, you can't write on Shabbos. He would write, he reminded himself constantly, this is different than Shabbos. Shabbos, you cannot do these things. Everybody should have a good morning, and have a good Shabbos.